And I know my life is not over. I know it's way more things God got in store for me. So as I was blacking out, I just felt like my body was falling. And as it was falling, I felt like I was just getting mangled, hitting rocks. And if you could see how I felt, and my body was supposed to look just like mangled flesh, broken bone. I felt like my head got busted wide open. It was just pain, and I don't wish on nobody. It's torment, and I felt so alone and by myself. And all I could think about was my family and my friends. And it got to the point where I said, you know what? Maybe I deserve this. Maybe I deserve what I'm going through right now. And then I thought about it. I said, man, listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. You love your life. You love your life, boy. And resistance just makes me stronger. So I was fighting, y'all. I started kicking that door. And then one of my coworkers came back there. She saw me on the floor. And that's when I just felt myself black out. And then as hard as I could, I just screamed out, I love my life. And in an instant, God is so good. God is so good. In an instant, I just felt like a stadium, a real big stadium full of the world just started cheering my name. The world just started cheering my name and said, "Get up, boy." Next thing I know, I started coming to and I saw the paramedics. They put me in the ambulance. And I just lifted my hand up. And I swear it felt like God just grabbed me. It felt like God just grabbed me and said, "Boy, take this walk with me real quick. Let me show you what your life about to be like." Oh, it was beautiful, y'all. It was beautiful. It felt like in that instant, God took me to hell. And then just showed me how powerful he was. He just showed me how powerful he was, y'all. Like, I felt it, man. I felt like mangled flesh, like broken bone, but that was a slap on the wrist compared to how powerful God is, compared to the joy and the happiness that I started feeling when I started seeing my future. When people say when they about to die, they see their life flash before their eyes, man, that's not true. It wasn't no flash. I saw my life in vivid detail. Everything was in vivid detail. All the decisions I made, good and bad, that led up to that point. And then God showed me why those decisions was made, why I was put in these situations, why I was around the people that I'm around now. And then he showed me what my future's going to look like. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God is so good. But I just want to let everybody know, man, like, man, these affirmations are real. They real, y'all. If you believe you can't, you right. If you believe you can, you are right. We are God's creation through the power of us. We get to speak things into existence. And it ain't just about speaking. You got to feel that. When Brother Ali says you have to feel what you're saying, you have to feel it in order for the affirmations to work. I say resistance just makes me stronger. And I got feeling back in my leg again, and I started kicking that door. That's the only reason someone was able to hear me. And then when it got to the point where I said, "I deserve this. I deserve what I'm going through right now." I had to really, like, reflect and listen to myself. Listen to your affirmation right now. You're saying you deserve to die on this bathroom floor. So I changed. I said, "I love my life. Resistance just makes me stronger." I don't want to take up too much of y'all time. I had to get that off. Like, I literally just came home from the hospital. I still got the wristband on my hand. But Ali, Brother Ali, man, I love everything you're doing, man. All y'all millionaires, I love y'all. Like, I love y'all. Do not give up on yourself. And be careful the things that come out your mouth. Be careful the things that you put in your mind. The affirmations are real. We are a creation of God. That makes us God-like. So you have to really carry yourself in that frame. Like, you have to carry yourself that way. But, man, y'all keep an eye on me. God showed me some things. I'm telling you, I literally took a walk with God, man. But I love all of y'all, man. Y'all keep doing. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man.
Thanks a lot for sharing that, man. Ooh, that was powerful, man. Like, I hope that everybody that got in the call without even a reminder feels rewarded and they feel in the presence of God right now. Because this is what God is doing. He's using us as a vessel to show each other the things that maybe we wouldn't receive any other way. And it's like, I don't even know what else to say that the brother didn't just now say. It's like, you will hear these thoughts every now and then pop into your head, but they aren't thoughts. They're recordings. They're recordings. They're programs that somebody put in your head when you were too young to do anything about it. But now you can do something about it. This is why you hear them use the word conscious. You know, we're awake. What are you aware of? How far and wide and deep can you expand your consciousness so that instead of just being oblivious to these things that are controlling you on a subliminal, subconscious level, you become aware of them. You begin to take the thoughts, catch them, and release them like some kind of fisherman for sport. You just catch the thought and then release it back to the wild. You can do that, you know. You do not have to accept every thought that you acknowledge. You do not have to accept every thought that you're aware of, that you become conscious of. Sometimes you've got to take that distraction and say, I rebuke you. Get behind me, Satan. Good grief, that was something. Who else has a testimony for us this morning? Star 6, we'll unmute your line. Tell us your name, where you're from, and your favorite affirmation.
I do.
Yes, ma'am. What's your name? Where are you from? What's your favorite affirmation?
Hi. My name is Lauren. I'm from Washington, D.C. Right now, my favorite affirmation is money comes to me easily, frequently, and in all kinds of ways. Well, really, all of the affirmations work. They manifested daily since I've been on the call for 3 weeks. But right now, I'm at a conference in Cancun, Mexico. And yesterday was the first day that we had, like, the first day of sun, and everybody was breathless, and we were sitting in this conference, a seminar all morning long, and we could tell it was wrapping up, but the speaker was getting kind of long-winded and redundant, so he tells us to close our eyes, and we start this visualizing exercise, and he tells us to think about abundance. And all of a sudden, dollars just start dropping out the sky. It was straight pandemonium. It was crazy in there. And it wasn't that. I know that it's not possible, but I was just sitting there, like, just processing how these affirmations are just coming to pass every single day in the most minute and the smallest ways possible. And it gives you the encouragement to just keep going and to just keep fighting and just to keep believing in yourself and just to keep being consistent. And that's all I just wanted to share this morning. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing that. That's an amazing demonstration. That's an amazing that was a great way to lock into people's memories the idea of abundance and affirmation. Like, you know, props to the organizers of that seminar. That's amazing. Who else has a testimony for us this morning? Star 6, we'll unmute your line. Tell us your name, where you're from, and your favorite affirmation.
Hi, Desi from South Carolina.
What did you say your name was?
It's Desi from South Carolina.
Okay. And what's your
favorite affirmation?
Tell us something excellent.
My favorite affirmation is, I am so happy and grateful. I mean, I love all the affirmations, but that's just the main one because I say it before I say any affirmation. But basically what happened to me was Friday I was running around all day, and I basically didn't eat anything the whole entire day. So, but, you know, I was just trying to stay focused on my goals, and then I kind of had other things that was kind of getting in the way. But anyways, I just kept going throughout the whole day. By the time 10 o'clock hit, I still hadn't ate anything, and I started to feel sick. So I was just starting to say my affirmations like, I am so healthy. I'm just so happy and grateful that I'm healthy. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm wealthy, just to kind of make myself feel better. So I just kept going, but I still kept feeling sick. So after a while, I just kept saying affirmations over and over. I am so healthy. I am so wealthy. And it was crazy because as I'm starting to black out, the only thing that popped up in my head was, I cannot help you until you help yourself. And it was crazy because I hadn't ate anything all day. That's why I was feeling sick. So it was like I'm saying these affirmations, hoping that I just start to feel better. But it was like I'm not going to start feeling better until I do something about it. And it was like it made me reflect on everything I do. It was like I cannot help you until you help yourself. So I need to just start helping myself so that the affirmations can help me. And I'm just so happy and grateful that I'm even on this call, that I'm on these calls every single morning, that I get to share this with so many people. And You know, I hope everybody that's listening right now that y'all are just so happy and grateful that you are even on this call, because it's really going to allow you to change your life only if you allow it to. So that's all I need to say. And I just thank you for doing this every single morning and staying consistent, because it allows me to push myself to be consistent and help myself. So thank you.
No, thank you. The manifestation cycle, everybody. You might want to write this down. You know, I've talked about it before in a self-esteem training. As a matter of fact, if you haven't registered for Dear Millionaire, before I give you the manifestation cycle, why don't we do that? If this is your first time on a call, then send a message to 81010. Send the message at MillMind to the number 81010. Send the message at symbol MILLMIND. The at symbol and then MILLMIND to the number 81010. That's 81010. If you do it correctly, it'll write you back and ask you for your name, and just like that, you're enrolled. It sends out everything from YouTube videos to quotes, audio books to PDF files that will keep you on the straight path towards your destination, towards your destiny. Now, with that said, we have one more testimonial this morning. Here's the manifestation cycle. It starts with thought. Your thoughts turn into feelings. Your feelings turn into actions. Your actions give you results. These results give you exposure. The exposure gives you thoughts. The thoughts give you feelings. The feelings give you actions, and the actions give you results. That's the manifestation cycle. Anything that you see come to pass, it went through that same exact cycle. Thoughts, feelings, actions, results, exposure. More thoughts, more feelings, more actions, more results. Please watch your thoughts, because it all starts there. If you say be, then it is. This is what the Creator did when he blew breath in our lungs. He made us creative. So everybody else says cleanliness is next to godliness. I always say creativity is next to godliness. Who else has a testimony for us this morning? Star 6 will unmute your line, tell us your name, where you're from, and your favorite affirmation.
This is Lo from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. And I just want to first say thank you to Crystal Smith Johnson for putting me on these calls. I don't know why I'm emotional right now. I'm very sorry. But all of the affirmations speak to me. Multiple lessons have happened to me these last 2 weeks, and I've only been doing the calls consistently for the last 2 weeks, but there was something that happened just this last week that I said, you know what, I'm finally going to, you know, give a testimony. I'm a single mother, and I have 4 daughters, and my oldest one is in high school, my second one is in middle school, my third one is in elementary, and my little one is about to start preschool, and all of my girls went to the same private preschool, and they all went to the same charter school. The private school, of course, I have to pay. And so when you're a sibling at the charter school, your, you know, brother or sister automatically gets to go. This was their first year starting a pre-K. So I was like, oh, great. I won't have to put my youngest in private school. She can go to the charter school because I could save money, because I've been having financial issues ever since I've been separated. So when I went to sign her up, they said, no, for the universal pre-K, you had to do an application. It doesn't work for the siblings. It's only from kindergarten. So I was like, okay. I was a little bothered because I was like, man, this sucks. I'm going to have to put her in the private preschool, and this is just going to be another bill. So 2 weeks ago, school started in New York, and the charter school called me. I never did the application. And I've just been doing affirmations. And the secretary called me, and she said, Hello? We have a spot available. So if you want to bring your daughter, she can start. You just have to do the application, you know, do the immunization, all that stuff. So I said, okay, no problem. I did everything. My daughter started the first day of school like the others. When she started, they said to me, there's just one thing. She's not eligible for the school bus or for after school. So first I thought, oh, man, this sucks. Because she's not going to be able to ride with her sister. I'm still going to have to drop her off. I'm still going to have to pick her up. But I'm like, no problem, whatever. I don't have my own business, but I'm in a good position at my job where I can have the flexibility to leave and do what I need necessary because I always make up the hours. So we started, fine, no problem. Her other sisters, they go, they leave. I put them on the school bus. I come back home. I get her ready. And then I go and drop her off to school, and I go to work. And I've been doing this for the past 2 weeks. I would leave work early to go pick her up from school, to take her home, and then go back to work. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm tired. I can't do this. And then I'm like, I'm worried about my job because I leave early every day. This isn't going to look good, so I'm going to have to ask my VP if I could just leave early every day. I would need to leave at 3:30, and I'm like, this isn't going to sit well with her because I'm supposed to work till 5. And one of my coworkers said, Lo, why don't you just go upstairs and see if she could use the child care here? Because we have a child care at our job, but it's only for the students. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, let me go, because the worst that they could say is no. I go upstairs, and she says, yeah, she could start. You could bring her, but you're going to have to pay the fee. And it's the same fee that I would have had to pay at the private school. So I was like, dang, she could go, but I'm going to have to pay. And I was just ready and willing to take her with me and just pay. But I'm like, dang, I'm really trying to get out my hole because I have a goal, a vision to be done with all my bills by next summer. And then I went and got the paperwork, but I didn't take her. I kept taking her to the charter school, and I kept, you know, dropping her off and picking her up. And then the lady from the child care called me from my job and said, Lo, what happened? I thought she was going to bring her. And I was like, well, you know, I'm still trying to figure things out. And she said to me, is it the money? Just like that. And I said nothing. Just like, no, it's not that. You know, I'm still just trying to figure things out. And I said, but you know, the money do have something to do with it, but it's not a big deal. I could pay it if I need to. And then she said, don't worry about it. I already spoke to the director. You could bring her. She does it. You don't have to pay. And I was like, well, if I don't pay, what does that mean? She gets out at 3 o'clock? And she said, no, she could stay the whole day. She could stay.
Wow.
And so I went, and I filled out the paperwork, did the discharge papers, and she gets to start tomorrow, so I get to take my baby with me to work, and she gets the whole day, and I don't have to worry about my other ones anymore. And you know, I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful. And I know that my friends and family add value to my life, and I just wanted to say that today, and thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, yeah, millionaires, I hope y'all are tuned in. I hope y'all are getting what God is giving right now. And, you know, you got to be a good giver and a good receiver out here. It's like there's so many times that, you know, one time I was in a workshop, and they described it as almost like playing table tennis, where somebody will try to give you something, and because subconsciously you don't feel like you're worthy, you try to give them something right back. It's like sometimes when they're giving it to you, the best thing you can do, in fact, in certain cultures, it's almost an insult to not receive the gift you're being given. You've got to give people a chance to get their blessing by giving to you. You've got to help them set up a future deposit for themselves by them giving you, investing in you. This is all about karma. Thank you so much for sharing that. Do we have one more testimonial this morning? Star 6 will unmute your line, give us your name, where you're from, and your favorite affirmation. And if not, then that's perfectly fine. Listen, you guys, either your mind expands to match your goals, or your goals will start to shrink to match your mind. If there's any way that I can help, if you have any kind of questions or any kind of feedback, then just reach out to me on social media. My Instagram is at Haziq Ali, which is H-A-Z-I-Q. My last name is A-L-I, but it's one word on Instagram. My Facebook is Haziq Ali and the number one. So just shoot me an inbox if there's any way I can help. Again, I love you all. And 7:25 a.m. in the morning, we'll be back here. If you haven't joined Dear Millionaire yet, send a text message to 81010, the number 81010, with a simple message that looks like an Instagram address or a Twitter address. It's simply at MillMind, with two L's, at MillMind, short for Millionaire Minded. Once you do that, it'll write you back and ask you for your name, if you did it correctly, and just like that, you're enrolled. Let's spread the love today, because now we know you can never unlearn something that you now know. Once you're, I think it was Einstein who said, a mind once expanded cannot contract. So now we know that gives us power, but more importantly, that gives us responsibility. We now have the ability to respond instead of react to situations that come into our life. We now have the ability to respond when we see the people around us need our help and need our service. What are you going to do with that responsibility? I love you all. Seize the day. Carpe diem. And long live your dreams. 7:25 a.m., I see you.